freedom, liberty. There is a two-edged sword involved in establishing within our experience the benefits of terms, of what the terms represent, such as freedom and liberty. Freedom cannot be experienced in a passive way. It is like prayer without ceasing. True freedom is freedom from beliefs. In other words, living truth, living mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and love. If these qualities are lived, then freedom is the result. It's like Mr. Winslow says about going into the ocean without any obstruction, wherein the water cleanses completely. It seeks every bit of impurity and cleanses it. Think about the omnipotence of mind and the omniaction of mind and how this relates to so-called enemies. One might feel they want to be free from an overpowering government or enemies that are so-called enemies that might be interfering with one's life or business or family or relationships or anything at all. Maybe a government or an organization, institution, or an individual trying to prevent one from exercising their freedom of religion or their freedom to do anything else that is a moral right to be able to do without interruption. It is a constant filtering to be sure that we are looking at things from the perspective through the lens of spirit. There is no room, no facility, no accommodation for personality. As a matter of fact, if we get rid of personality, we would get rid of an enemy. Get rid of the enemy. And then all we have to deal with is the belief that there is an evil. And realizing that evil has no foundation, no principle, no source, and therefore no manifestation. Once we realize that, then we get rid of the evil itself. So, first of all, get rid of personality, if that is a part of the problem. Recognize that God is no respecter of persons. Why are we wasting our time on personalizing anything? Personalization is not what Jesus did. Jesus delivered parables which included no name of persons or personalities. The Lord's Prayer is a focus on what God is. It's like the commandments and Beatitudes. First commandment tells it all. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. If we practice that, we have freedom. We have liberty. Because we're recognizing that God is omnipotent. God is omni-action, omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, omni-knowing. And of course, everything is omnipresent. So if we recognize that that is what God is, there is nothing else. Like Mr. Rossin said, when he saw the cart full of rocks accidentally fall on a man, he said, there is nothing but God. And the man jumped up, totally unharmed. That's what we have to do. We have to recognize that God is all there is, and then we can jump up out of the shackles of mortal mind, out of the shackles of false beliefs, out of the dance of mortal mind, and be free. Noah Webster refers to liberty in a way that it includes the responsibility to not publish anything that is mischievous to the public or injurious to individuals. In other words, publishing false information would be mischievous, whether it's to the public or to an individual or a group of individuals or a class of individuals. In other words, the golden rule. Not a wrap-up smear. He indicates that freedom includes, and liberty of the press includes freedom from any restriction on the power to publish books, the free power of publishing what one pleases, subject only to punishment for abusing the privilege, or publishing what is mischievous to the public or injurious to individuals, as was just noted. In other words, honesty is involved here. Freedom includes honesty. We have to be honest about what we're publishing. Is it intended to just be a story to entertain? In that case, it doesn't have to be factual at all. It's for entertainment purposes. But it should not be maligning anyone, even if it's for entertainment purposes. If we really look at spirit being the only substance, then we can only see others in a spiritual light. And we would automatically abide by the golden rule. In fact, even better than that is to pay it forward. Don't even expect the reflection to come back from the same individual. In fact, don't even expect it at all. Just do good. Just dish it out. Just be utilizing the omni-action of mind to act out good with every action we do. Forget about any benefit coming back to us. Just keep exercising the beauty of the freedom to be gratuitous. We can't be too gratuitous. There's no such thing as too much good. There's no such thing as doing too many good things for everyone. That's doing them for everyone. It's not doing it for oneself to gain something from giving. It is giving to be giving because that is a quality of God. That is love. That is charity. And it's better than the golden rule. It's not doing unto others what you would have them do unto you. It's doing unto others what God is doing. God is giving. He's only giving. Follow that lead. Follow what Jesus did. He only gave. One would be very hard-pressed to find a single example of where Jesus gave for the purpose of receiving. We have to give for the benefit and for the purpose of giving, not for receiving. Giving to all. Giving to all. Without any thought of anything else, but just giving. Loving. Living. Loving is living. Giving is loving. Giving is living. That is God's reflection in action. It's reflecting the omni-action of God. Mind. A whole new concept of freedom and liberty. And it is whole and complete. For it is permeated with love. Amen.